For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a coalition of 11 non-governmental organisations have today urged the government to reconsider their proposal for another untargeted universal energy credit in Budget 2025. And Claire O'Connor, Energy Policy Officer with Friends of the Earth, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Claire. First of all, if you lay out your stall, what have you got against giving people these universal credits?
Well, firstly, I'll say that it's a coalition of 11 organisations, including ourselves, the Friends of the Earth, St Vincent de Paul, Age Action, Social Justice Ireland, and the National Traveller Maps. And we're basically saying that we need to see targeted measures in Budget 2025 instead of the universal electricity credits that we've seen over the past couple of years. Okay. If you look at 2023, €1.2 billion was spent on these universal energy credits. But despite this, 500,000 people still went without heating in 2023. And that's one-fifth of single-parent households and 27% of people with disabilities. So we're seeing high energy costs are disproportionately impacting low-income and vulnerable households, like older people, disabled people. But we're not seeing targeted support from the government to address
that. And Claire, what would you say, because you're quite right, fixed costs do impact people on lower incomes more, but there are also fuel allowances. For example, there's one kicking in today that's going to be €33 a week to people. So there are targeted supports there as well. And you know, a lot of people would say, well, there are targeted supports on top of these for certain people, but this allows maybe everyone's cost of living issues to be eased.
Well, this is it. But if you look at the fuel allowance, the actual rates of the fuel allowance haven't increased in line with inflation over the past number of years. So what we're calling for is a permanent increase in social welfare payments like the fuel allowance to restore its purchasing power, because the purchasing power of the fuel allowance has gone down actually in the last number of years because that hasn't been increasing in line with energy costs and the cost of living going up. So we need to see that the purchasing power of that restored, but also expanding its eligibility for low-income families, like people on the working family payment. And expanding the eligibility of the fuel allowance will also allow people to avail of the fully funded retrofit scheme, because we need to, as well as immediate financial support, we need to look at those long-term solutions to address energy poverty. And ultimately, that will mean that we need to improve the energy efficiency of people's homes to make sure they're more comfortable and not living in cold, leaky homes.
And maybe just one last question. Does it have to be either or? Obviously, supporting people in energy poverty is an important thing, and the government would probably argue that they're doing that and that they have increased social welfare in every budget. But does it have to be one or the other? Is it not possible to do that whilst still allowing universal, I suppose, credits for working families who maybe don't qualify for things like the fuel allowance as well?
Well, I think that's why we're calling for the expansion of the eligibility of the fuel allowance. But if we have a universal energy credit going to high-income households who aren't struggling with their energy bills, it's not really an efficient use of public funds, which is why we're calling for expanded access to the fuel allowance, expanding the retrofit schemes like the warmer home scheme, the free retrofit scheme, and also expanding that to renters in the HAP, because renters are really the most impacted by high cost of living and high energy costs. Well,
look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Claire O'Connor there, the Energy Policy Officer with Friends of the Earth.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.